Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Natasha. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling because there's a charge pending on my Capital One credit card that I did not authorize for $67.32.
Okay, may I have your zip code?
85746.
Your first and last name?
Marcus Montgomery.
You said 84746.
Right.
Could the account be under a different name?
No. 856746.
And what's your first name again?
My first name, Marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S.
Okay, we don't have a Marcus Montgomery in our system. Are you sure you have the right number?
That's the one they gave me from Capital One to contact about this charge. what's the name of your company?
I'm a third party that services different supplements and gadgets.
Oh, you're a third party?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And you said 84746.
No, 85746.
Okay, there we go. And may you verify your address?
Yeah, it's 4501 West Calle Don Clemente, Tucson, Arizona.
All right, just give me a few moments while the system loads your account.
Excuse me?
Give me a few moments while the system loads your account.
All right.
Still here, still loading. So on August 3rd, you paid the shipping and handling for the tactical bag. And after you made that purchase, it stated in the terms and conditions that you would be enrolled into a monthly membership for that
$67.32. Right, I did not... enroll in no monthly membership.
It stated in the terms and conditions after you made that purchase of the shipping and handling for that tactical bag that you will be enrolled into that membership.
No. Cancel it. Must be in very fine print or something because I didn't see it on there.
All right. The account is canceled. Would you like your cancellation number?
Right.
C as in Charlie, 263-314-203. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Was that C-233-314 and then what?
203.
203?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great night.
Bye-bye.